Steve's on.
Hi.
Oh, what's going on?
Hello. How are you?
I'm good.
Holy shit.
Hi, Mila.
Hi. Good to see you again.
How's it going?
Yeah.
Come sit down over here. You get the seat.
She's scared.
Dude, you nothing to be scared of, honey.
You both know Andrew Dice Clay, I'm sure.
No, but they just had a guy in here trying to impersonate. You want to see what they tried to make you?
Yeah.
Yeah, they had an impersonator in. Where is this? This thing?
But like a real impersonator or just a guy?
Yeah, nah,
yeah
where
was pretty close.
Like, what is the catchphrase?
Did he talk like this?
What is the catchphrase? What is the Steve Zahn like?
Yeah, I don't
he didn't know. Do a catchphrase, no,
but
he just
I knew.
Talking.
No, he just
I talked. Knew it wasn't you.
Just being silly.
I don't have.
No, you weren't. That wasn't silly.
Nice, ask
you
him about their movie. What are you doing?
Yeah,
you're
your movie
not being
doing?
Polite.
How's it doing?
Not out.
It's not out yet,
it's not out.
But it's really rad.
A perfect getaway,
yeah,
it's called. Dice.
It's a good thriller.
Yeah?
I love thrillers.
It's got a twist.
Yeah.
It's got girl fights, green
nice.
Characters.
Do you wield weaponry?
No, not in this one.
Damn it!
Maybe a little bit.
All right. I like when you wield weaponry.
And so you're both the stars of this film, obviously. What's the name of it?
A Perfect Getaway.
I think I've seen the preview.
We said that already, though.
Yeah,
but anyway.
I saw it on a computer.
Yeah, they're pushing
it. They have it on
my kids.
Too.
It's on like YouTube or something.
Yeah. No. But what I'm saying is my
Actually,
kids
computer's
go to...
a great sort of a springboard for advertising these days.
No.
I don't know.
This is not a put down. My boys, they go to computer and watch all the new previews of films coming out. And
are you kidding?
I wouldn't know how to turn the computer
just go
on.
On that channel that's
and just
all
watch, yeah, trailers.
Previews and like one after the other.
Great, yeah.
What's the movie about?
The movie's about a couple that takes a trip on their honeymoon, and you know they end up on this really crazy hike. And
in
what
Hawaii.
They don't know in Hawaii is that there's killers. Another
yeah, no, that's I sort of
pretty
where you're going around on the rocks, on the mountains. I'm not kidding. I saw this.
Yeah, no, I'm sure.
No, I'm not kidding.
A lot of people have.
Said, no. Well, no, you think I was kidding when I saw the preview.
No, I didn't.
Thought you were kidding.
Yeah, where it's
at all.
There's like a few couples. You meet this couple. You think
yes,
it's real nice.
That's the one.
And all of a sudden, like the guy like says something about somebody to somebody else, and then the problem starts.
Yes,
that happens in the film. People do say things to each
what
other.
What a great synopsis.
No, but he says something like not nice. And then it...
Jesus.
John, you know what I'm talking about.
I do. I believe that you saw it.
Yeah, like at first...
I don't think you're lying.
No, there's a bunch of different couples that go up there.
I don't know, man. I don't really believe you, honestly.
No, I'm telling you.
I don't believe you.
Nobody's feeding me
Someone
anything.
Said something. It's a movie.
No. In the movie.
There's a guy in it.
In the
Someone
preview.
Someone was angry.
I didn't.
But it's a really fun thriller, and it's got really great characters. And the thing that's so cool and what attracted us to the script was really, you really don't know where anything's coming from, and all these people could be the killers.
Oh, a lot of twists, a lot like that.
I did it because it was going to be Hawaii.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And then
yeah,
they
and
changed
then it.
But then they moved it to Puerto Rico.
Oh man.
Which is great. We love Puerto Rico.
Not as good as Hawaii, though.
Oh, fuck. Puerto Rico. What a party.
Surfing
huh?
is amazing.
Do you surf?
In Puerto Rico.
What's wrong with
no.
Puerto Rico?
Oh, okay. I like it.
But,
it's all right. But the
for
website
me,
is
tropical
not.
Is cool.
The website for Puerto Rico is. You know, you think you're kind of going to Florida.
Yeah,
I mean, it's fun, but it's not.
Oh, God,
it's not you know.
It's so hard. You're completely
hey, that's
isolating
the, truth.
The whole
I'm
Puerto
just
Rican
saying
market yeah. for us right now.
I'm not running for mayor. It's the truth.
Not a movie, right. Yeah.
It was great. I loved it. Everyone was fantastic.
The food
no
was
crime.
Amazing.
I didn't get sick on... lobster
everything,
there
on everything right
did you really get
yeah
something?
I got food poisoning at
no.
that at that resort
really?
The first night
on lobster
oh, that's right
wait in Puerto Rico
yeah no I got the food
water.
Poisoning
yeah.
And then the chef came out and he was like really freaked out
all
and
these
then,
shit houses in Mexico Puerto
then,
Rico. Bring your own food
do you know what they gave me
bring
your own
lobster.
Food
So I'm crapping and throwing up,
you
and they brought me a plate of
salt
cheese
and water,
chocolate,
cheese and, chocolate
and champagne.
Yeah, bind you up.
hey, I'm sorry.
That's well, great.
How do you get food poisoning from a lobster in a fucking in an island? Like this should be the freshest seafood anywhere.
I don't know.
But it's
it was the special
sitting.
Too. Was the Caribbean
oh,
lobster?
That means they had
problem.
It for too long.
Yeah.
They
no. You never do yep. specials.
No, they want to get rid of it.
Fuck.
Yeah. Special is shit. They want to get. They want to dump.
No.
It is.
Oh yeah.
And the waiters will push it because they have so much of this crap. They want to get rid of it. It's they tell them to push
yeah.
it. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, it's a special. It's Flounder.
I'm glad I realized that now at 33, that a special is what they want to do.
I thought specials
were the fresh
things.
The
movie. A Perfect Getaway. It's the plot, isn't it? This guy goes in and gets food poisoning.
Do you know what you're doing now? Do you actually realize what you're doing?
I'm doing a dice impression.
Yeah, that's not... You are, but do you know what you're doing?
I saw the movie. You watch it in a big room
with
seats.
You've got people, okay? Right? And they talk to each other.
No, things happen. The screen talks to you.
Do you understand?
And you sit in a chair and watch it.
Dice, understand Dice, this be is quiet. Extra Dice is talking.
Extra talent.
Dice, you're using Dice. Your extra talent.
I'm sorry. Dice. Oh, thank
you. No, that's what I'm talking about.
Thank you.
Could you let
so
Dice be Dice?
How come when I
Dice?
Do extra I talent, how come when I do it,
I was
you don't
fine
acknowledge
with it.
It? But
I
with
was
you,
fine with it.
I'm nice enough and courteous
I thought
enough.
Your Michael Madsen was... Dead on.
Oh, you want to see his Michael Madsen?
He
it's amazing.
Madsen.
Again, I got to do
please.
It.
Love
we
it.
Got
both
two
actors.
Big stars. Two big right. movie stars.
Movie stars. Right.
This is Michael Madsen. Steve Zahn.
Take the headphones off.
A Perfect Getaway in theaters one. Next Friday, yeah. August 7th.
All right, so Zahn,
right,
this
here
is
go.
What you say to me.
Okay.
You go, hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good.
See
what I do?
See what I do? That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah,
but you got extra talent. I don't work
on
it.
That's just extra talent. That's just extra talent.
That's just a little pearl you just threw out there.
Yeah, a little pearl. For
I didn't know what was going to happen.
I do that in front of audiences.
I didn't know what was going to happen.
When I do that for crowds, they're almost like baffled.
I'm completely befuddled at this point.
Let me ask you, Stretch.
What do you call Stretch? That's Mila Jovovich.
No, but I'm saying
Stretch.
She's
I'm a mother, okay?
She's
no,
a very
just
tall.
Your
no. I want to. I'm a father. What do you think? I don't know how to do it.
No,
I just don't.
Yeah, I mean, when you're a mother, to be called Stretch is kind of
no.
Yeah.
I just told Apatow what he did wrong.
That was not demeaning there.
Yeah, why
I just told Apatow what he did wrong when he did Knocked Up, like what he left out. You know what I mean?
What he left out.
Yeah, the movie was great, and if he would have put this scene in that I told him, like if he could let go and maybe put it in now, like for the DVD, it'll even be better than that.
What's
now.
The scene?
Oh boy!
Oh,
man.
Dude!
Are you Steve's on the line?
Steve's already on.
Yes.
All right. So let me ask when I
he said knock knock and you said who's there?
When I call you Stretch.
When I call you
giving, I'm like
when I call you Stretch.
Don't call us Stretch.
Listen,
call us Stretch. She's a beautiful woman.
Listen to me, my little plum.
What are you?
Don't talk to Steve like that.
What I'm saying is, how tall are you? Because you,
I'm,
you know,
I'm 5'8".
No,
5'8".
You're
night.
No, you're not.
No, you're not. You're at least 5'10". Don't you even know what you are? I'm trying to help you.
Okay,
be
listen.
Nice.
You know, Mr. Clay, you're amazing and stuff. But you know, if you get fresh with me,
yes, be nice.
I do martial
you like
arts.
That?
You ever see her kick ass?
I would watch out. I mean, I'm just saying. I would just watch out.
So
just
you
a
like
bit.
The physical thing a lot.
You know, around. When it comes to being violent towards men, definitely.
Well, you have an anger issue towards...
Sometimes.
You ever see Resident Evil?
Are you married
Dice?
Now? Or is it,
Dice,
you know.
Listen for a second.
I have a little... I'm just a
Jesus.
Little anger sometimes.
He doesn't.
Me too.
You know, but like, who doesn't?
Me too. Isn't it funny how we get along with this? Look at those blue eyes, how they sparkle like the Nile. Look at us.
Like the Nile.
Look, they got a little twinkle. They got a little twinkle.
I don't know if the Nile's
blue. The Nile was like dirty green.
Really? Oh. Come on.
You just insulted her beautiful eyes. I gave her
a compliment.
The Nile's not blue.
She's got the high cheekbones going on.
Listen,
come on, who you
Steve
think
is feeling a little left out.
You I'm fine. Are you kidding me?
Steve had you on an island for 4 months. If he couldn't make a move in that time, what good is it, right?
Well, between my husband and his wife and her children, it was a little difficult.
Do you know how, like, when you're
I work with Shannon Tweed. I got her to pose with a carrot hanging out of her mouth.
Hey, can I?
Well, he did take a hard picture of me with a lobster.
She was playing a rabbit. How hard was that?
That counts.
Dice, we're not talking about their movie.
No, I'm
no,
honest,
just but insulting everybody around you.
You gotta throw stuff in between. That's why I'm asking how tall she is.
Do you know when you watch like YouTube and you're watching the thing and the dialogue is like 5 seconds delayed and you can't.
Yeah,
that's what it's like right now. I have no opinion about the movie. Go to the movie, whatever.
The movie's great. We know. Let's get past the movie because you want to do another movie.
This isn't about getting past the movie.
It's just that
they already did it.
But I have a movie question. How slow my head is.
I have a movie question.
Oh, you first film it? How can they film it and have a preview already?
Mm-hmm. What?
Anthony says you didn't do the movie yet. So
no,
how?
I didn't say that. I said let's stick with the movie.
Okay.
I have a movie question.
Jimmy.
And right. Go.
You two are a married couple. You're on your honeymoon in Hawaii, and you're hiking, and there's somebody killing. Is there a lot of people after you, or is it only a couple of people after you?
Well, no, it's another couple.
No, you don't know. It's actually, it sounds kind of stupid. I mean, it's, well, it sounds so simple, but it's kind of like an old school thriller where you... it's so intricate. David Tuohy wrote it. It's actually really good. It's like you don't know who's doing what, and then the minute you think somebody's doing it, you're wrong. It's
well because we don't even know that there's killers there, and then we meet hikers on the route that say,
that
oh my God,
couple.
There's been people
no,
murdered.
But is that the, are they
and
the
they're
ones?
A married couple.
No, what
and,
you're saying.
And so we look over and we're with a couple and then we see like another young couple there. And so, and we know they're on the island and we're in the middle of nowhere with nobody to help us.
But don't they act nice at first? I'm telling you.
Well,
so
of course. I mean, we go on the trek with them.
Yeah, and then...
I mean, that's somebody, the whole point. Like,
I'm not making fun. I like the preview.
About?
See, they're knocking what I'm saying down, but I saw the preview, and I dug it. I would go see.
I want you to tell the audience what the preview is about.
The preview basically, you know, shows, like you're saying, you're going on a honeymoon to this joint, wherever it is, where it's going to be, like, adventurous, and, you know, a lot of trees, mountains, and from what I remember, there was another couple. And it all starts out nice, and then the music starts changing.
And then it's like,
you know, and I don't know what the guy says. No, it goes
that's
into
what
that
it,
at
I'm
the
serious.
End.
That's what
at
the
end. Then it shows all the craziness.
If you like that, you like it.
Craziness.
No, yeah. No, where it gets dangerous.
AKA, there's a genius girls fight. I mean, me and Keely Sanchez have an amazing
and you do the karate thing.
Fight. Well, no karate, but, you know, we're fighting for our lives, you
it's
know?
Like the
no,
Private
but in
Ryan
real life,
fight.
What do
I mean,
you study?
Like,
yeah.
You know, like,
but know, with biting. Girls.
Any little tearing of clothes?
Oh, yeah, lots right. of clothes.
What, yeah, what are you wearing when you fight? Are you wearing, like, jeans or are you wearing shorts? Or?
Let's not take it to
shorts.
That
it's
level.
It's a fair question. What are you wearing when you fight?
It's the best of both worlds.
Her dress from the Fifth Element.
No, you see, you got to understand a show like this, they go to base humor. Oh,
yeah.
You know,
yeah,
all of a sudden, are you in hot pink shorts while you fight, you know?
Yeah, I want to apologize for a whole show, except for Dice, who is being
yeah,
the perfect
I'm trying
gentleman.
To be respectful to it.
How
this
are you
guy you was married to, is he with you there?
Oh, that's
my,
better.
My husband?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He
took his headphones off and said,
the time.
Did he come to Hawaii and
figured out the secret?
Puerto Rico.
Why don't you learn?
You're insulting
because I can hear
you
smiling, man.
he's got the noisiest smile over here.
Oh, you're the real husband on top of it?
No.
They might
have
to
explain
that. Are you kidding? He's got two kids, a beautiful wife.
Well, how many you got?
I got one.
Oh, so you have a different husband?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we're actors. We're not really married in the movie.
No, I get it. I've done
those
kind of
things.
It's just
been a movie, you know, we're married.
But
we have a separate lives.
No, well, that's what I'm asking. You're a real husband.
Like, this didn't really happen to us. It's not like Steve and I went on our honeymoon and almost got murdered.
Look, I know what goes on
like
on the set. What do you think? I've never been there.
It's a movie, guys.
Stevie, believe me, I know that they're late at night in the tent.
It's our home video, actually, and we called it A Perfect Getaway. It was really crazy. We almost got killed, and we figured, wait,
it's a
maybe
wild
people...
honeymoon.
No, but I'm saying,
you're
a helicopter tour of a volcano.
No, what I'm saying is, did your, like, real husband come to visit, like, when you was
of
there?
Of course. I mean, we had a,
for how many days?
A four-month-old baby at the time.
For how many days?
Oh, he came a few times for, you know, a week or so.
And isn't that, like, a pain? Like, that you gotta, like, entertain him when you're trying to do a movie?
Jesus.
Like, you got to focus on the fake husband.
Okay,
right?
You know what? If,
I'm not
if
even
you
want
to get totally real,
yeah.
I mean, you know, it does get a little overwhelming sometimes.
Yeah, because it's like you feel you got to pay
attention.
You have
a new baby. You've got a film to do. Then you've got family coming. My mom came. My husband. I mean, it was definitely.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm saying you got this. Is if you're going to start doing these movies.
You and I, I want to go get a coffee and talk
no,
about
no,
this.
I'm telling you, if you're going to do
it, you know, I can't believe another man just relates.
Honey, I'm a Megatron star.
I'm a Megatron star.
I'm not like a regular, you know, I got a Megatron thing going on.
Is that like a children's toy?
No, it's a certain type of stardom, you know. And what I'm saying is, I know it is.
He's as big as you get.
I know. Yeah, in my field, you know. But so I know, like, when they come to the set, let's say you got the fake girlfriend or the fake wife from the movie, it's like, well, I got to do these scenes. I can't just stand here and drink coffee all day. Why don't you just take the kids and get the fuck out of here so I could do what I got to do with what I got?
Not that extreme.
Not that extreme.
Guys,
but
I hate to interrupt you, but people are telling us that they have to go.
For real.
Like right
Who's
now.
Who's telling their people?
Yeah, the people. Because they're on tight schedule.
I've actually been signaling...
Behind your back.
Help me.
Universal, get me out of here.
What show are you going to now? What show are you going to over here now? I'll tell you if it's even worth leaving.
Bowhunting, U.S.
Cyclers of America.
Are you doing any of the Dice?
They gotta
the
go.
Letterman's.
What don't you understand?
Hold on, let me get a we got plug
are
the movies.
Are you doing any talk shows?
A perfect getaway.
It's amazing how everybody talks.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
It's starting next Friday, August 7th. Go see it.
Did you do the premiere yet?
It sounds like it's got a lot of cool twists and turns. I'm giving the big plus.
Now I tell you, shut your mouth. All right? Now you shut your mouth.
I gotta get tickets.
Listen, all of you shut your mouths, okay?
Viola's talking.
Okay? It comes out August 7th, it's an amazing movie, A Perfect Getaway. It's me, it's Steve Zahn, Tim Olyphant, Keeley Sanchez. Go see it. It's amazing.
Okay. I want to go to premieres, what I'm saying. Is it in L.A.?
Mr. Clay.
Next week. Something you don't understand. It's called they don't want to overstay their welcome.
Yeah.
So long.
She's gonna fight her way out of this studio in a minute. should we take a break, Ant?
Yeah, let's take a break.
Let's do that. Opie and Anthony, we'll finish it up with Dice in a second here.